Welcome to Basic Gospel. We're here daily at this time to bring the basic gospel into your life. It's relevant, personal, and essential. Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. Our purpose each day is to provide scriptural answers to your personal issues and Bible questions. This is where the basic gospel intersects with your daily life. Hear it, believe it, live it. So now it's time for you to call 1-800-677-9377. That's a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada. 1-800-677-9377. Call now. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, 1-800-677-9377 is the number to call. Our question of the day is this: emotions, can you trust them? So many folks allow emotions to be the engine of their lives. Richard, is that a good policy to have as an individual?
Probably not. You never know what the emotions are going to do. They're here, there, and everywhere. They kind of follow what you're thinking about. So whatever you're interested in, that's kind of what you're going to be feeling. But if you let your emotions drive your behavior, you're going to be in a world of hurt eventually.
Yeah, that's why Scripture says, "In your anger, sin not."
Yes.
So it's not attributing anger to a sinful feeling. It's just saying, don't let that emotion control you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't allow that emotion to direct the decisions of your life. And that's where we get in trouble, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I never did, of course. No, I'm you know, anybody who knows me knows I'm quite emotional. Piano player, musician, it just pours out of me. And back in the bad old days with the legalism and stuff, I would get to feeling like, oh man, I'll never amount to anything. I'll never measure up to what God wants. And pretty soon you've convinced yourself that the only reasonable course of action is to continue sinning, because nothing is ever going to go well. I mean, my family calls me Eeyore for a reason, you know, and the gospel of Jesus Christ has changed that. You know, still, yeah, I'm an emotional guy now. I still am. That's the way I'm wired. But there is an assurance because of the indwelling Holy Spirit that gets your attention and says, don't let this emotion drive you to where you don't want to be.
That's right.
Just slow down a little bit. Let's think it through. Let's make a choice based on my logic and reason, according to the Holy Spirit, and then let the emotions follow suit.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Most of us operate this way. We think something, we feel something, we do something.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the Word of God, we should think something, and that thinking should be stimulated by the Word of God, by the teaching of the Holy Spirit. So we're receiving input
mm-hmm.
from the Word of God. We're renewing our minds. And then based on that truth, we make a decision. We act upon that truth, and then the feelings follow suit. That is the recipe for success. That's the recipe for victory in life. If we do it the other way, if we go thinking, feelings, and then actions, we're going to go down paths that we shouldn't all the time. And one particular example is in marriage, or is in relationships or dating. Someone marries someone or starts dating someone, and they get tied in emotionally, but yet underneath they know it's not the right situation. But based on their feelings, they move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And then they end up getting married, and a year later they're divorced, and they say, how did all that happen? Well, how it happened is because you allowed feelings to control your decisions instead of truth. And if we will rely on truth, we truly will experience freedom in our day-to-day lives. That's exactly what Jesus said. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Yes.
Well, you're listening to Basic Gospel. My name is Bob Christopher, along with Richard Piper. We invite you to join us as well, 1-800-677-9377. That's a toll-free number, not only here in the United States, but in Canada as well. So take advantage of it. If you would like to talk about emotions, why you feel the way that you do, and how important it is to kind of put those on the back burner and let truth dictate how you choose and act in day-to-day life, Let's talk about it. We would love to. 1-800-677-9377. Well, let's go to New Jersey and talk with Ray, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Bob. Nice to hear you back again, because I know I used to hear somebody with the same kind of Bob name and also preaching about grace. And I think it just dawned on me to hear you speaking about basic gospel. So I think it speaks about grace also.
Absolutely. And that is the basic gospel, that we are saved by grace through faith, that grace revealed to us in the person and work of Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection.
Right. Now, I got a question here, because it's an issue with our denominational church. We have, a pastor currently that, have been serving us for 4 years. And mainly, at the beginning, we, as a congregation, tolerated somewhat the accent and tried to understand what sermon he is presenting to us, and now it's about 4 years later, and they still, since it's a denominational church, the hierarchy still insists on putting him on our church, and we've been complaining about people turning away because they could hardly understand him, and also. This topic is somewhat like very difficult to, process, especially when he's delivering the gospel message. And a lot of people are questioning that, and they want to move out. They want to, separate from the church. My question is obedience God means staying in the church or doing something so we can understand better how the gospel is being presented to us.
Well, Ray, that's an excellent question, and I think the first place to start is the idea of what is the church. The Church of Jesus Christ is made up of people who have been born again of the Spirit of God and who have been baptized by the Holy Spirit, which means being placed into or immersed into the body of Christ spiritually. So folks may come to your church service or to the church service every Sunday. That doesn't necessarily mean they're a member of the Church of Jesus Christ. They may be a member of that particular denomination. They may have joined and satisfied all the requirements for being there. But if they're not born again, if they've never truly come to Christ by faith, they are not a part of the body of Christ. So the church that the Word of God speaks of is the body of Christ. It's people who have come to know Jesus personally, who have been born again of the Spirit. So our loyalty and who we belong to is that group. It's not a denomination. We may belong to a denomination, but that's by membership, not through faith in Jesus Christ. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that's true. And that means to say, if we do decide to move out of the church, that denomination, it's actually a valid reason. And it's not what you call disobedience against the will of God.
No, if the Word of God is not being preached, if the message it doesn't line up with the gospel, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that's a red flag. And you have a couple of options at that point, to go to the pastor, go to the leadership team and say, as I sit and listen, I love the people here, whatever is truth, but as I sit and listen, My soul is in conflict because what I'm hearing from the pulpit doesn't seem to be lining up with what's in the Word of God. And I think it's important for whatever person who is in that pulpit to be delivering a message that is biblically uncompromised, that is grace-oriented, and that extols and lifts up the name of Jesus Christ. And I don't see that here. And so what's your take on it? And then based on that conversation, that would give you some options of whether to stay or to go. So that would be option number one, is to go to the pastor and say, this is what I'm hearing, and it doesn't match up. Option two is simply to say, hey, this isn't matching up. I'm going to go and find a place where I can truly experience solid teaching and feel like I can contribute and be involved in a body that is advancing the good news of Jesus Christ.
Well, that's a good one. I think that is really something that we are missing. I think that's good. That's an explanation that I think I would relate to people who are really contemplating and doing so. And mainly, being me in the leadership is being asked to do something. And I said, I have to wait until the Holy Spirit has spoken. And I believe my turning on the radio right now is an answer to my prayer.
Well, we're glad to be here for you and help you in that regard, Ray, and certainly appreciate you taking the time to call us and to lay this out. I think there's a lot of people that are unhappy in the churches that they attend. They don't know what to do or if they should do anything. I think this question, is it disobedient to walk away? And that really brings up the questions. What is the real church? I mean, what is the body of Christ? Where should our loyalties lie? And it's to Jesus Christ himself as the head. It's through to the proclamation of him and him alone. And if something is amiss, something isn't lining up, then I think it's up to us to say, hey, I don't want to be a part of that, or try to be a part of the solution and helping bring somebody back to what the gospel message is. Well, Ray, we sure appreciate your call. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of a book called The Hurt and the Healer by Bart Millard and Andrew Farley. I think it will be a wonderful resource for you, a good tool for ministry as well. So, Ray, you hold on. Thanks again for your call. Well, Richard, this is a wonderful resource,
yes.
this book. It really is easy to read, easy to understand, mm-hmm. but gives some very practical helps in how to rise above those emotions and those hurts of life. You know, and when we talk about hurts of life, that really connects to our emotions, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I mean, we feel pain. We feel anxiety. We feel guilt, we feel loneliness, we feel all of those things, and that's what really hurts us. And we want to know where God is in the midst of those feelings.
Yes.
Well, this gives some very practical helps in understanding why you feel the way that you do, but how the grace of God can actually reach into your situation and change you. Not necessarily the situation, but to give you fresh perspective, to give you an understanding about God's love in a new and fresh way that can bring about peace in your heart. So we want to give this to you for a gift of any amount this month through Basic Gospel. We're going to send this to you. And today, well, I would say this is the last day of the offer, but that's not true. We're going to be offering it next week as well. But take advantage of it. We need your help as well in broadcasting this radio program. It is listener supported, but those who help, we want to have a ministry back into your life, not only through radio, but by providing these resources. So take advantage of it. You can do so by going to our website, basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. All the information about the offer is right on that front page. Just click that box, and all the information on how to make a contribution to Basic Gospel is there, and we will send this book to you.
One of the things I like about this book is that as it goes through these real-life situations, it doesn't add guilt to the bad feelings that you're already feeling. It's about answers in Jesus Christ. It's not about, you know, beating you over the head about the way you feel. The feelings are completely normal. All of us have them. All of us have to deal with these kinds of situations. What is the answer? Is it in me or is it in Jesus?
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be any guilt in dealing with it.
And that's one of the questions we ask. You know, I'm the only one. Yeah. I'm sure I'm the only one that feels this way or is experiencing this. But then when you talk to others, when you read a book like this, you find out that's not true. And that just gives you a sigh of relief right there. I'm not crazy. I'm not abnormal. I'm just part of the human race. And then you can receive the truth in an objective fashion and move forward.
Yes.
It's a wonderful resource. Again, basicgospel.net to make a contribution to the ministry. We want to put this in your hands as our way of saying thanks. Or you can call 1-800-727-2828, 1-800-727-2828. Billy is standing by. She's a delightful person to talk to. You will love getting to know her, and she's going to love getting to know you and putting this book in your hands. Well, 1-800-677-9377 is the number to call to be a part of today's program. If you have a question or a problem situation, take advantage of this opportunity. 1-800-677-9377. Well, let's go to the Bronx and talk with Manny, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Manny.
Hi, Bob. How are you? God bless.
And you as
my
well.
Thank you. My question is, I recently tried to give my father advice. He's a Christian. He's in the Pentecostal. You know, I don't want to compare religions. I'm a non-denominational. He's Pentecostal. And I just see in his life a lot of anger. And I tried to give him some advice, and I told him, you know, that you should, you know, go to your kids and start to ask for forgiveness, you know, and try to, you know, build a rock again as a father. And he got very upset that I was giving him that advice, and he told me to shut up. And then he said, you'll see in a couple of days what's going to happen, you know, like kind of a threat. And I was wondering if that's biblical, like if a Christian can threaten another Christian with, you know, the God.
Well, it's certainly not biblical, but we do it. I mean, our flesh gets engaged, and we respond accordingly. And, you know, Manny, I think it's one of the most difficult things for us to do is to talk to our parents and try to help them. I mean, they are so used to helping us and being there for us and guiding us. And so they always see us as kids in their eyes. And even when we're grown, even when we're 50 or so, they still think of us as their kids. And we are. But that makes it hard for us to go to them and say, here's what you need to do, or here's how I can help you, or here's what I see, and this is what I think that you need to do. And so I wouldn't, put a lot into his reaction, his initial reaction. Maybe he actually heard what you said and is thinking through it, and maybe he'll come back to you and say, thank you. I don't know. I can't guarantee that. But, you know, he may have heard what you said, and he may be thinking about it on his own, and he may come back and talk to you and present the idea as if it's his very own. And if that's the case, you say, praise God for that.
But those things that he said about happening to me in a few days, like, I've been trying to pay attention, and I've seen, like, my car break down, my back is hurting, a couple of situations. Is that because of that threat he did?
No, Manny, I wouldn't say that's because of his threat. I mean, he can't speak those things into existence. We like to think we can, but we can't speak those things into existence. You know, there are so many people that take advantage of kind of the world system. You know, everyone hurts. That's common. We all go through trials and tribulations. So somebody who knows that can say, wow, Manny, you know, in a couple of days, you're going to go through a trial or a tribulation, as if that's a prophetic word. And then when it happens, you're going, oh, my gosh, he knows something about me. And, man, he's got powers. No, he's just speaking what's truth. In this world, you're going to have tribulation. And if anybody has a car, my goodness, at some point it's going to break down.
It's a tribulation. Yeah.
So I would not put any stock into that at all, because what it does, Manny, it puts fear in your heart, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Well, is fear from God?
Okay.
It's not, is it?
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not from the Lord at all. So
that's right. Fear is not from God. You're right.
Yeah. So, Manny, you did what you believed was right as far as your dad was concerned. You were offering up some help. He did not receive it. Just leave it right there.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
Okay, Manny. Hope that helps. And thanks for your call. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of this book as well, The Hurt and the Healer. It really addresses some of the very things that you were asking about on the program today. So I think it'll be a big help to you and a big blessing in your life, okay?
Oh, thank you. Have a great vacation weekend.
Hey, thank you, Manny. You do as well. And thanks for your call. And glad we were able to clear that up. That's good news right there. You hang on. Well, Richard, that's so interesting, isn't
it?
It
is. And that's hard stuff.
Yeah.
One of the things we as children have to remember is, in the context of what you said, that our parents always see us as kids. You have to, and especially if you've had a tough relationship, you have to rebuild the relationship before you can start saying, well, here's what you need to do to change.
Right.
Because there's trust that needs to be built up, you know, taking them out for coffee or just to their favorite deli or some other restaurant or something, you know, just to hang out with dad or hang out with mom, just to let them know that you still love them. And pretty soon you can start breaking the barriers down. But you're right. I would rather talk to 1,000 people on the air here than my own family. It's always harder to deal with those that know you so well.
Absolutely. And that's not saying you don't talk to your family.
That's where the hardness is.
Yeah, it's a difficult thing. You go to your parents, and they're like, hold up, Trigger, I changed your diaper. So what can you say to me? And you have to get through that, but there is a way to get through that.
Yeah.
And so that's a good thing. Well, this is Basic Gospel. My name is Bob Christopher with Richard Pfeiffer. Certainly glad you have joined us on the program today. I want to mention this resource, this fabulous resource again, The Hurt and the Healer by Bart Millard, Andrew Farley. Bart is the lead singer of Mercy Me. His testimony is fascinating.
Yes, it is.
One of the most intriguing stories I've heard in quite some time. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can imagine being the lead singer of Mercy Me, just the popularity that you have within Christian circles. You do a concert, there's 10,000 people there. They look to you as somebody who knows, somebody who has it all together. But his story is that he didn't.
Yeah.
And a lot of what he said were just answers that he thought people wanted to hear, but finally he learned about the grace of God. He learned that the work of Jesus Christ was finished. Totally. His sins were forgiven, and that Christ had come to live inside of him. It's a message that gripped his heart in such a way that he wanted to collaborate with Andrew to get that message out in this unique way.
Yes.
So they've come up with this wonderful book, The Hurt and the Healer. It's available for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel, and you can make a contribution online at basicgospel.net or by calling 1-800-727-2828, 1-800-727-2828. Bart was a special guest on our program last week. On Monday, we're going to replay that interview. If you missed it several weeks ago, we encourage you to set your timer to listen in Monday afternoon, 4 o'clock, right on this particular station that you're listening to now. Again, that's Monday, 4 o'clock on this particular station. Bart Millard will be telling his story, and you will be blessed in listening to it.
Infectious enthusiasm.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
amazing.
Indeed. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Again, we are so privileged to be a part of your life through this radio broadcast. Thanks for allowing us to do so. We want you to have this book. Go to our website, basicgospel.net. While you're there, join our email subscription list for late breaking news and other information. And like us on Facebook and Twitter. at Basic Gospel RDO. Well, we'll see you next week.